Let's get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. You find us everywhere you get your podcast for free 99. It's your boy, Be Easy.
And this is L.
L. Hold up.
I'm here.
Sound like you got a promotion.
Yeah, man. They let me say my name now.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Who is they?
The people up top.
I thought you was going to say me. I thought you was going to be like they. So I'm the they. That DJ Khaled and them be talking about they don't want you
they
to win.
They don't want you to win, okay?
Yeah. I'm the day. I don't want you to win. They don't want you to realize your dreams. No, I don't.
And next week I'll be working the lettuce.
Yeah, the lettuce. And then after that,
that's when the big bucks roll in.
Well, L.
What up, man?
It's not just us two today. We have some estrogen. Some feminine energy.
Oh yeah!
Finally. Yeah, it was a sword fight for a couple weeks.
Hey yo, watch it.
We have Miss Corey in the building.
Hello.
How are you, Corey?
I'm great. How you doing?
Wonderful. L, how was your week?
Man, my week was cool. Just getting back into filming and shooting again. Video.
Shooting? Okay.
Video,
okay. Video. You got to clarify. It's troubling times.
Yeah. Getting back into breaking that camera back out, getting the bug, as they would say.
Oh, getting the bug. Okay.
You got Word. A couple shows. Matter of fact, yesterday we dropped the new episode of the Simp Chronicles.
Who is we and
we in the peoples?
You is you okay? What is the Simp Chronicle? Oh, I think I saw it with the guy. What's his name? The light skinned guy?
Yeah, shout out to Kai.
Yeah. Okay. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
See y'all starting
other episodes.
Word.
We just put a new episode out and this one featuring Keith Murray.
Oh Lord.
So it's gonna be wild. Laughs.
I mean so Keith Murray is acting?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. When y'all put it out on
yesterday.
On
Facebook. I'm sorry.
It's out on Facebook.
Yeah.
Is it on, y'all put it on YouTube?
No, not yet.
So it's the Simp Chronicles.
Simp Chronicles on Facebook.
Page?
Yes.
Word. I'm going to check that out.
Yes.
Now, you and Corey, I saw y'all shoot some stuff too.
Yeah. Corey, shoot, tell them what it is.
Oh, it's just me going around at different festivals. What's happening in, you know, South Carolina.
You go all over. We went South
to not all over yet, but we did go to Darlington. We went to Hartsville. Where else did we go? No, that's pretty much it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Covering the Sweet Potato Festival.
Get more country than the Sweet Potato Festival.
Right.
Other than maybe the Catfish Festival. Have y'all gone to the Catfish Festival?
We ain't go there yet.
No, okay. Where's that?
I want to say that's in Society Hill.
Get out of here.
Sometimes I don't know. I've never been. I've heard about it. I'm not that country. I'm not so. I don't love catfish enough to go to a festival about it.
Nah, see, I would definitely.
You like catfish that much?
I love it. Huh? I love seafood.
Okay, we are learning stuff already about Corey. She loves seafood, catfish.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
How many iterations of catfish can you have? You got catfish stew,
catfish nuggets,
fried catfish,
catfish burgers. Salad.
Catfish burgers.
Come on now.
Is that just a fish sandwich?
It is.
Okay.
I just got my Forrest Gump on, you know, Bubba, when he started naming a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, shrimp and potatoes.
Shrimp gumbo.
I used to know that whole shrimp stew, shrimp creole, shrimp and potatoes.
Shrimp gumbo. Shrimp. Then he's shrimp salad, shrimp sandwich. And then he said shrimp.
And he got
That's
about it. Yeah. Yeah. So the Sweet Potato Festival, did you get any sweet potato pie?
I didn't. That's the crazy. They ain't have nothing. Like they didn't have. They only had a couple of vendors selling their sweet potatoes, and it was bad.
They was just selling like regular sweet potatoes, like hit raw.
No.
No, no, no.
Oh,
they had little slices.
I saw one sweet potato table.
Yeah, it was pretty much.
And they were, it wasn't us.
Yeah, they were, you know. See that?
They gentrified the sweet potato.
Yeah.
Out of
and it. I, you know, I don't want to say I don't trust it, but whatever's the synonym for that word.
Yeah, I kind of laughed and said, let's find Miss Peggy, or let's find Lucille.
Somebody with big arms.
Underarm fat?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's find her. Wearing the
with the fat around the elbows. Mm-hmm. You know they know how to.
Yeah. Wearing a night coat.
They put their arms straight in the top, they fold over the bottom. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. They put their foot in it.
What's the festival? Only festival I've been to is the pecan festival.
Well, that's the one we're going to hit.
Yep.
Y'all hitting that
next week.
Oh, yeah.
Is that next week?
I want to say it's the first weekend of November, right?
Yeah.
Second. It's in 2 weeks.
Whatever that weekend is, that's where we're going.
And you're going to be interviewing people? Just random people?
Uh-huh. We usually go to the vendors.
Oh, just the vendors?
Mm-hmm. Not just the vendors.
Y'all go to the vendors around. And then go to the...
Yeah, those that stand out, definitely ask them some questions.
What would make a person stand out? You want to interview them? The way they look? I saw some clips. Y'all had some ugly... Nah, I'm joking.
Nah, not even the way they look. I want to say their presentation, number one. And then it's just something, like if we walking past them and they catch our eyes and everybody on that same page, like, yo, you saw that?
Mm.
Yeah, I did too.
It's a couple people. Go that way. I hope y'all see out there. I hope they be out there. Everybody from Darlington and Florence know Flower Child. I hope Flower Child be out there.
Who's that? Okay.
If you don't know, if you don't know Flower, you don't know Flower. I'm just saying.
He gonna be dancing?
Nah, he don't be dancing. He just be out there stepping.
Okay.
If he got on purple shoes, he got on purple everything.
Gotta look out for
with a purple flower too.
All
right. Shout out
in
to
his hair?
No, on his suit or somewhere.
Oh, just, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But so Corey, this your first time here.
Yes, sir.
And to break the ice, other than getting in your business and knowing that you love catfish,
I love seafood.
Seafood.
I'll eat some catfish.
What's your favorite seafood?
Salmon, crab legs.
Salmon.
Scallops.
Okay, I said favorite and you named four things.
I'm sorry. It's not a one.
You got more than one best friend, don't you?
I have two best friends.
You don't have any best friends, but
yes,
that's another discussion for another day.
Uh-oh.
So for new people, to break the ice, we like to ask a few questions. I call them the Fave Fives or whatever. I'm shopping in it, you know. But I like to ask five things. So who's your favorite actor or actress?
Currently
just of in, all time, either one.
All time. That's hard. That is very hard. But I will say, because I'm silly.
Okay.
Jim Carrey.
I knew it. I'm good. I know people.
He inspired me to just be silly and unapologetic.
You be
about
silly?
It.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely do.
Really?
Come on,
oh, she's trying to act.
You ain't got to do that.
She's trying to act very familiar.
Show him the viral video you got.
My old Otis?
The old Otis.
You did one acting like old Otis? You had the suit on?
I had the suit on. I had the teeth. Oh, see, everything.
Is that Corey or is that the other person?
Now, that's me. Like, see, when I take on a character, like, I'm gone. Whoever that character is, and he's going to spit fire, whatever come to...
We need to make note of that, you know, make sure you don't come in like Acrimony Lady, whatever her name was.
I don't know. If y'all have me back here, Otis might join y'all that day. When them teeth go in, I vanish.
Oh, you put the whole...
the whole shebang.
Okay, we'll make note of that. so you mentioned Otis. Your favorite episode of Martin?
It would have to be when I was very conflicted with the two.
Okay.
When they were telling the story about when they first met and everybody had a different story with
Martin and
Gina.
They were going like to
they went to like this dinner party.
Oh yeah.
Was it like a class reunion or something like
no,
that?
No. It was a dinner party, but Martin's class reunion.
Okay.
That one when Gina came in looking crazy. That is my favorite episode.
Okay.
I know which one you're talking about. I think
she was like, Juanita gave me an avocado mask. I can recite that one.
Okay.
Like, it ain't nothing.
But you say it's
and, you know, Pretty Ricky,
one?
What they called him.
That's
so that was his class reunion when he became man of the decade.
So that's two separate episodes?
It's two separate episodes. Yeah. So it's that one. Ricky and then Fontaine, right? Ricky Fontaine, yes. That's that class reunion episode. And then the other one is when they were all telling the story about their recollection of when Martin and Gina first met.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pam tried to make them criminals, and he thought he was he made him smooth. Martin was making himself smooth, playing the saxophone. He couldn't play.
Yeah.
Save his life.
I think Pam had him as a nerd coming in.
No, Gina had him as a nerd. Yeah. Pam had him as a criminal.
Okay. See, that's the first time somebody said those two episodes may be their favorite. Most of the people say Chilligan's Island.
Chilligan Island, yeah.
Most people say that one.
That's the one when Pam was beating up that little possum thing.
That ain't no damn, what she said? That ain't no damn dog or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two good ones, okay. Your favorite either shoe or article of clothing?
My favorite shoe or clothing? You know, I'm a fall girl,
okay.
So I'm a sucker for a big knitted, like crocheted sweater, one of those real thick sweaters.
Mm. You got a favorite?
I can style with so many.
Oh, you can put it on with a whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Sometimes put a belt around it just to accessorize. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Very corporate.
You got to coordinate. Got to coordinate.
Gerard dad got the mushroom belt. This one, the next one is one causes a little bit of contention.
Uh-oh.
Favorite cereal. Do you have a favorite cereal? Don't say no cream of wheat in that neither.
No. I wouldn't say nothing like that. So back in the day when I was eating a whole lot of sugar.
Okay.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Brunch.
Hands down.
Can't say the C's.
Oh my gosh. On this side of the drink. So y'all get some Clorox bleach. That's what y'all get.
I go watch TV on the couch.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's on this side of the tracks. When I'm on the other side of the tracks, it's the other.
But, you know, when I get more healthier and stuff. Y'all going, man.
What you
going to
say, Raisin Bran Crunch?
No.
Plain Cheerios?
Life cereal.
They still make that?
Wait, Life cereal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nah, they can't make that no more.
They still make Life. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. Yes, Life cereal.
I thought
it
was Kix. No, Life was Mikey.
Life.
What was Kix? No, Choosy Moms. No, Choosy Moms choose Jif.
That ain't got no sugar on it, do it?
Yeah, it got a little Life. Sugar. Life cereal is delicious.
What does Life
it's
look
Life,
like?
It's Life, man. It's a little square, little square.
Give it to Mikey, he'll
and
eat
got
it.
Some, got a little bit of sugar on it.
I got to look that up.
Life pull cereal. It up. Yeah. Life cereal.
I'm so old, I don't remember.
Yeah,
it.
Y'all really. But y'all life old. I don't understand.
Whoa,
how y'all.
You don't. You coming up here, you on it.
If I'm life old, y'all life old.
No, but you know what it is? You had a lot of family members in the house.
Yeah, so everybody had
all the
own
little
cereal.
Square.
See?
Oh, but see, they had original. They had cinnamon.
Yeah, I'm original.
It's a cereal called Poop Like a Champion.
No, not at all.
That's
Campy.
Not really a cereal.
Campy.
No way.
4-pack.
Do they have somebody
fiber.
With a toilet sitting
high
on the toilet?
Fiber.
It's a high fiber cereal. You got to watch out for them high fiber products because they work.
Yeah.
I don't know if this
that
is sound real
like
or not.
I have a lot of experience with that.
I almost didn't make it to the show.
It's this it's these little bars. You know, I was trying to be healthy, you know what I'm saying? And I got them as an alternative to, you know, and I ate like two of them. Mm-hmm. You know, I got two different flavors, so I ate two of them and they started working.
You ain't supposed to eat two though, right?
I don't know what you're supposed to do. I know what I did. It ain't got no don't eat two or your stomach gonna be bubbling.
What came in the package? One or two?
One came in the package.
Oh, so you just wanted to? Oh, let me.
Yeah, it was high fiber. That gram was like 28 grams or 14 grams or something like that. So.
How fast did it work?
When I mean, it wasn't like you know quickly, but whatever was in there, it loosened
do?
Up whatever was in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it got it moving.
You're sick.
Yeah, that was you know weeks ago. I've learned. And the last one. Your favorite movie?
Man, you're asking some difficult questions. Favorite movie? If I did not think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Child, Eddie Murphy.
And you called us old?
I told you she had a big family.
I want the knife.
She got a big family. Said, a lot of people in the house.
I want the knife.
I've never really watched that movie. What year did that come out? Like 83 or 4?
Let's check.
I bet you I'm close with the year.
You think so? But are you going to go back and watch
it? No, I'm not.
See?
I don't want to go see that. Bad, because it got some special effects on it, don't it? Like some glowiness or something.
Yeah, the special effects were trash.
That was the very end.
It's
like
in it. I know
the end.
But I knew it was in it.
Mm-hmm. That was 1986.
86? Yeah. I was 5. I'm not going back to watch no movie when I was 5 years old. Sorry.
It's a classic.
It is a classic.
It's a classic.
It's a cult classic.
Yes.
Which is different from a regular classic.
Nah, I would say it's a classic.
You know what? It's an Eddie Murphy classic.
It is.
No, it's not.
Eddie Murphy.
Where does it rank on the movies of Eddie, on the pantheon of Eddie Murphy
See,
movies?
See, no. Eddie, not even Eddie is top 10. One of the greatest.
That's
you
yeah,
can't,
true.
You can't rank his movies. I would never.
How far down from Boomerang is Golden Child?
It depends on the person, I would say, because it was more of a supernatural type of movie.
So
it was something different.
It's
he did
down in the Pluto Nash range. Is
nah,
what
don't do
me?
Him like don't nah, do it like
that's,
that.
That's not good.
That's disrespectful.
Near Doolittle.
No, do it's way above that.
It's way above.
Way above.
It's way above.
You say that with a lot of bravado.
I'm sorry.
I am an Eddie Murphy fan.
I'm sorry. It's down.
Yeah, it's. No. Below Vampire in Brooklyn? Above?
Oh, nope. It's above.
It's above Vampire in Brooklyn.
Above Vampire in Brooklyn?
It's definitely above Vampire in Brooklyn.
It's above.
I don't know nobody who says a line from that, but I do know people who say lines from Vampire in Brooklyn. What?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because Eva is good.
You get yourself a piece of Eva.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo. So you are, well, that, I'm sorry. I'm not, I don't want to disparage your favorite movie of all time.
I love The Golden Child. I stand by it.
You guarantee it.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's on. So I guess it would be your top five Eddie Murphy movie.
It's
your
definitely
top.
A top five.
You said it was hard. So that's your of all time. What's your like current?
Current?
Like favorite movie.
Uh oh.
See, I don't.
It could be a TV show too.
I watch.
No, it can't. It's a movie. No.
I watch so many different things.
You do.
Yeah.
Well, tell us what you've been watching recently.
Something
good you watched recently that you'd like to tell the people about.
I've actually like binged Fast and Furious, like that whole series recently.
I said good.
Yeah.
I'm just you said what I've been watching recently.
True.
That's what I just needed to go down memory lane. You know, Paul Walker. He was
like
a good actor.
Laid up in the hospital or something, you had nothing else to do.
No.
What yeah, because that's happened? A series that... I
after five...
No.
After two.
I think when it came out, I was young when it came out, so I was just trying to catch up, like, oh, I don't remember this one. I don't really remember that one. I just watched them in bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm investing in something, I'm like, I got to go to part one, and then I got to go to this
that's
part.
Fair.
That's all.
After five, though, when them niggas was driving Hellcats down... They wasn't even Hellcats.
Nah, they
then.
Was driving on
was
the
Chargers.
Ice.
No, when they was driving Chargers. In five, they were driving Chargers in Brazil, and they was dragging a big-ass safe.
Yeah.
I was like, this is just getting too ridiculous now.
Once they added Bow Wow to it, it was over.
That was like two, though.
Yeah, I know. It was over after that.
Nah, I don't give a diss Bow Wow.
Gone.
Nah, Bow Wow was in three. That was part three.
Okay, the Country Boy. Yeah. The Country Boy was the Bow Wow one,
that
right?
That was part three.
Yeah, after that, it was over.
Nah.
Four was straight. Five was good, but the dragon of the...
Michelle Rodriguez kept it for me. She kept me going.
Didn't she die and come back to life?
She was
back.
Gone for a minute, right?
She missed, what, two movies?
They just said, fuck it, when they were, like you said, driving on ice and racing a submarine.
Mm-hmm.
That was wild. And then I heard on one of the later ones, they went in space.
Yeah.
Oh,
That was part nine.
For real?
Yeah,
Tyrese and Luda.
They went to space. Oh my gosh.
They sent those two.
Now say that to yourself. Say that to yourself.
It went
Fast and Furious.
They was in a car.
Yeah.
Say that to yourself.
It looked like a DeLorean, but it wasn't. I can't remember the car.
See, say that to yourself.
I know.
Tyrese and Ludacris went to space in the movie. Come on.
Come on, black people go to space, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, right.
We do
and
it.
Explode.
Yeah.
We do it.
Oh, that's a little bit too
Man,
dark.
That went dark.
You know what?
And we like really hear where the person was from.
I gotta ask you about Tyrese.
Okay.
Oh no.
Do you guys consider him a top actor?
I wouldn't say top actor, but he actually is good for getting the point across in a movie, like the emotions and stuff. Okay. Like that's crazy because I was just having this conversation. I would find him to be a good actor.
He's good.
I wouldn't say like, oh my God, he's amazing.
Like, what's that movie?
But he knows how to get the emotions across in a scene. Like,
what's that movie where he was helping the police lady?
I cannot remember the name, but I know what you're talking about.
Ambulance?
No, it wasn't ambulance. She saw.
She saw some police.
Body cam.
Is it that? That's the title.
That ain't the name of it.
It was her body cam who caught the stuff.
Yeah, she caught something. And he
ran to her
out.
Store. Uh huh.
And he went.
Well, ran to his store.
And he went to the police station and got the footage and you know, helped out. He did good. I don't think he's really good as the. He's good as the lead, but I don't think he can carry
him
like
as a him. Like when he did Waist Deep with Megan Good.
And see,
that was a good one.
It was pretty good, but it ain't no star movie.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I wouldn't call him like the most amazing actor, but I think he's a good actor. He's a decent actor.
He's great in Transformers.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know. He's good as a C. But
he's funny. Like that comedic timing when it's heavy and then they gotta put something silly in. He's real good at delivering that.
If he's the lead,
like he make a lighthearted moment real easy.
If he's the lead in the movie, it's going straight to DVD.
Okay, I got the name.
Nah, Waste what? Didn't.
It's Black and Blue.
Yeah, that's Black it.
But there was a movie, Body Cam, with Mary J. Blige. That's what that threw me off.
I see that.
Monet
was a cop.
Oh God. When did this come out?
Which one, the Monet one?
Yeah.
2020.
Oh, of course it came out when everybody was on the sick and shut in list. Anything else you watched other than the Fast and Furious?
I be watching old school. I go back.
Golden and then Bears I and
stuff? No. Nothing like that. I can't even say it's old school. Just older movies.
Oh, movies.
All the ones you ain't never seen be.
Nah. I watched Scary Movie recently. I don't understand how they was allowing my generation to watch that movie when it came out because we were so young.
You watched that when that came out?
I watched when it came out. My father took me.
Took you to the movies?
Inappropriate, right? I know. He took me and my brother.
You got a young father?
No, my dad, he's, how old is my dad? He's 68.
That is pretty much on.
He older. He a little older.
Well, when that movie came out,
He was on the younger side.
So he might have just wanted to see it and didn't want to get a babysitter for y'all. So,
my father.
I can see that.
No, that ain't it at all. My father, he would watch Oz and let me just sit there and watch it.
That's egregious. Pops.
Yeah.
Egregious,
mama,
Pops.
If my mother listens to this, she going to be like, what?
Mama listen to this? Now I got to stop saying the F word?
No.
What, Frank?
No. My mother, my mom, cool. She gonna want to listen. Tell him.
We'll see. When we start talking about some of this other stuff.
It's cool.
Who is that young man?
She gonna be like watching Oz.
But
yeah.
You know, I seen my parents took me, mother and father took me and my cousin to see Eddie Murphy Raw.
See?
In the movies.
Two things. That's horrible. And two, how old are y'all that y'all got to see Raw when it was in the movies?
Shit, I'm young. Raw came out in
73.
88.
No, it
Raw came out in 88?
Yes.
It came out in like 84.
73.
88.
What was it? So that's the one where he had the purple suit on?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
88?
I thought the Raw. No, that's.
Delirious is when he came out. The red suit.
Right, that was in like 84. Right.
Yeah, that probably was 84.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll take my joke back. Slowly take my joke back.
I remember going back to school thinking I was going to tell some of the jokes and shit.
You can't remember them?
You remember when you that young.
He said the F word a lot.
Yeah. But you remember the beginning where they had the kids reenacting him?
Oh, I don't remember that. I didn't see that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
No?
I got to go back to that.
I probably won't. I'm
not even going to explain it.
I probably cringe at a lot of the, like, God damn, Eddie. I heard some of them jokes.
It was the same little kid from Harlem Nights.
Oh, the curse, the one that was cursing up a storm.
So wait, you never seen Harlem Nights?
You ain't, I saw, gonna, I saw it, but you ain't kicking shit, him.
Yeah, him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw it, but I only saw it maybe like all the way through maybe one time.
What?
Harlem Nights.
Come on, man.
It's not my movie.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It came out before.
That's a top. Okay. That's a top Eddie.
Unlike y'all.
That's a top Eddie. And he had Richard Pryor in
Unlike
it.
Y'all, my parents didn't allow me to watch cursing movies when I was
Here
young.
Here we go.
So,
ooh, I feel a little judgment.
That came out of like 93, 94.
A heat of judgment.
Inferno of judgment. To your parents and your mama, she listening.
No, my mama, she ain't let me watch stuff.
Oh, your daddy
did.
It was
my dad. But
well,
I would
appreciate. That puts you ahead of some people.
I do appreciate him. Like, he probably didn't have a reason for it. But the older I get, mm-hmm. I do appreciate him allowing me to just watch stuff like that because it didn't leave me curious to go sneak and be one of them kids watching things I shouldn't be watching. Like, I knew the difference of, oh, I should be, I could watch this, and then, oh, no, I can't. Let me walk the other way.
See,
because when uncomfortable scenes would come up, I'd leave the room. Like, I'm not about to sit here.
When a titty plop out or something?
Yeah. Well, you remember it's Oz, so it was a lot of going. And I'd act like I gotta go.
You ain't had Tendo in the other room or nothing? Just
my
go play Tendo while I'm watching Oz.
My brothers had that their room.
It was like men getting.
And my father would just watch it. And my brothers would be the one, Lula, close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Wow. So did y'all watch The Wire together too?
No, they were older then. Yeah, we were older then.
Oh, okay.
She ain't 10, is she?
Yeah, I was a teenager. Oh, you think I'm younger than I look.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Or maybe you look younger than you are.
You do look young.
I do look
maybe
young.
Maybe you look younger than you are. I don't know.
I'm seasoned.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
What about you, Ed? What you been watching lately?
Oh, man. Let's see. What I've been watching. I've seen... All right, Penguin. Did you watch the new one?
The last one, the one about the lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
It was a little slow.
It is. I don't like when they go back and tell the stories of, I don't care. Just tell me in dialogue. I don't have to see everything this person went through.
It was a good part, though. It was what let you know about the father and her.
Yeah, true.
And why they called her the hang lady and stuff.
Yeah, because they did say that one time, and she took offense to it, and we didn't know why.
Yeah, they didn't have to do a whole episode on it.
How is that show to
it's
y'all?
Good. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. If you like Gotham, it's kind of...
See, like I enjoyed
Gotham edge to it, but it's more realistic than the comic side of Gotham.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the way I look at it. I also watched 1992 with Tyrese and Ray Liotta.
Hmm.
That's why I asked about Tyrese, because I think he's tarnishing his name with these B movies. These
what A movie has he been in?
Oh, other watch than, your mouth now.
Yeah, other than Transformers,
come on.
Other than Transformers, the biggest
franchise out there right now.
It's not, yeah, but
it's. Not.
I'm just saying it was. It is one of
this
the
is
biggest
big
franchises.
Other than Transformers,
y'all might not like it, but
and
they
Fast
get the
and
views.
Furious. What other A movies has he been in? Everything else been B and C.
Nah, Waist Deep was an A movie.
No.
What are y'all kidding me?
It was a C minus and Black.
I love Black.
And
it's,
Black.
It's a B.
Are y'all talking about ranks or like production and all that other stuff included?
All of it.
The whole shebang.
No white guy went and saw Waist Deep.
No, none.
Oh, no, yeah, right. You're right.
It got a crossover.
Yeah, it got to.
I feel y'all. I get it.
Tyler Perry's worst movie is ranked higher than Waist Deep.
Don't say that.
Man.
More white people go see it.
We could have a conversation about
it. I can't see a white person
movies.
Going to. Yeah, I see a white lady going to see
exactly.
it.
They do. They do.
Yeah, right.
They love. You think it's only black
and Madea,
people?
And Madea is the one who bring them in.
Yes.
Them older Madea, white ladies.
Boo. Madea goes to Hollywood.
No, that was.
It was dumb, but
that
they love
Halloween
it.
One. Yeah. Halloween.
He made Boo too.
Why you know it?
Who does? I mean, it's. Boo.
You're sick for even remembering that, man. You watched it.
I am exuding heat
okay.
of judgment right
now.
Now,
feel bad.
You watched
my
it.
My homeboy mom passed away. I went to visit the family, and they were in there watching Boo.
Why would we feel bad?
Because y'all talking about how I watched
Look,
it.
Look, so I was about to say, well, nah, you were going to say
that. Yeah, don't say it.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so that's the only time I watched it because I thought it was silly.
So you watched the whole thing? Majority of it?
I watched a good bit of it, yeah. But it got to a point where I was like, well, I wonder what happened. And then it came on again, and I was like, well, let me see what happened at the end of Boo, Madea's Halloween. And then, because yeah, these can't be spirits. You know, that's what, there ain't no spirits doing it. Then I figured spirits? Out. It's a Halloween movie. Right. It was, yeah, you got to watch yeah. it.
Please, let's don't dive waste, into that. Nope.
Waste we're going to waste deep time that. On that.
Yeah, we're not going to. Okay. All right, baby boy. Yeah, you got right. that one.
Uh-huh. Anything else you've been watching?
I haven't been watching too much. I've been watching that. But I watched that whole movie. And
what whole movie?
1992.
And it's Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. And Tyrese. And it's about the riots.
And oh, the Watts riots?
Yeah.
That came up in like...
Not the Watts riots. The...
Rodney King beating
Rodney
riots?
King, yeah.
Mm. It was when did that. That come out?
That came out this year. That came out last week. Oh,
so they made that before... Well, of course they made it before he died.
Yeah, they did. They made this a long time ago because... One of the main characters in it is a friend of mine, and they recorded this over 3 years ago.
Mm. So I wonder what took them so long to come out. What did it come? Did it come on Tubi or something? Or
nah,
Prime or
I don't know. It was a Death Row film movie.
Death Row had some stuff going on too. So
yeah, so I think they just put it out. They had it in the vault and said, "Let's go ahead and put it out." But I've been watching Baddies too.
You going to film on that or something? You working for them?
Nah, man. I watch Baddies. It's one of those.
It's your guilty pleasure?
Now, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, you can't look away.
Man, I can. Right.
Let me tell you that.
What happened? What happened that got you watching Baddies?
Let me tell you
Baddies
this.
Baddies boy.
As soon as you said Baddies. It, I'm like,
you was watching Baddies, Daddy. You was watching Baddies.
Nah, but listen.
Very demure.
If you want to get hooked.
I don't want to get hooked.
Nah, I'm just open your mind on this one.
Okay.
Listeners, if you want to get hooked, put this on, but have it without the sound. And I guarantee you're going to turn the sound up and see what's going on.
They're going to do a Baddies Charleston.
Oh, God. Oh. Yeah. Well, one of the girls is from Charleston that's on there. Mm. Hottie, Scotty with the body.
She got that. She talk Geechee?
Nah, she's a white girl.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
But I don't think they're playing it that she's a white girl. I think she's a...
She's supposed to be Spanish or something.
It's one of those ones they kind of skip over.
this nigga stuck on Baddies.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, when fights...
You watch it by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, whenever somebody walk by the TV...
You turn it...
They slow down and watch.
Oh.
I'm going to ask.
You should be ashamed.
What?
I'm going to ask.
Real fights and nudity... Got it.
What channel Baddies come
right.
on?
Right.
Zeus. Whole
of
nother
course.
Section. Whole nother section.
I can't.
Yeah, fuck
I
that.
I mean, like speed knots, missing punched out tooths.
Yeah, I saw it all. It was all on
tooths.
Social media.
Tooths. Not just one. Tooths.
Not teeth.
Tooths.
Not a teeth.
Tooths. That's the name of the show. Punched out tooths.
Oh my gosh.
This nigga.
You
I was not
Baddies.
I'm telling you, go watch
expecting
it.
That.
Go watch it.
Keep that to yourself.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. And what's her name? Chris what's the
Jenna?
No, the Blueface's baby mother.
Oh, Krishan.
Her sister ain't no joke. She a boxer.
When She's
I say
on
she,
it?
When I say she put them on their ass like a man.
I'm glad.
Like, not swinging like crazy. Like,
yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
I'm glad that I don't have Zeus to watch this.
Yeah,
I thought
really,
Jocelyn Hernandez
really
show come on Zeus.
That's another one I watch. That one is even more brutal.
And then there's some retired bad girls, club girls on there, too.
Jocelyn backs everybody up and let them square off. That's how they fight.
So is this just, are these shows just about girls fighting at this
yeah,
point?
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Do they have a dude version
like,
of this?
Is there?
Yes, they do. And it is funny.
What is the purpose of
the dude baddies are a little.
The dude, all of
what
them.
What do they call them, gaddies?
No, no, it's bad boys.
But a lot of them are ligabata though, right?
They all gay.
They
except,
all ligabata.
Except, what's his name? That's Raven Simone guy.
Raven Simone guy.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Orlando Brown.
Orlando
Brown. Oh, he's on it.
Yeah, he's been on that.
Oh, they got him
too.
Back out.
Somebody
here.
Else was on that too, and they had got into it. It's
everybody.
Another it's another like
so you
celebrity
was,
type dude that's
so
on.
You
it.
Was watching Bad
no,
Boys.
No, I saw clips of it, and oh. they had got into it. Somebody got into it with Orlando.
Kurt Franklin. Oh, B. Raz. Razby, yeah.
Yeah, they had got
he
into
on
it with
too?
Orlando.
Yeah, he's on it.
I'm never watching this.
Kurt Franklin's son is on it.
Why?
They paying.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. I watched that too.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that guilty pleasure.
Yeah, me too.
Strong pass.
I got too many pleasures that I'm not
guilty
about.
I watched
about.
Them all on the other shows. I don't need to watch none of them on this show. Mm.
So that's all you've been watching?
Yeah, that's all I've been watching.
Like you, I have been watching The Penguin. I haven't watched the latest episode of the Aaron Hernandez show. Agatha All Along is
Ooh,
a show.
How is that?
It's good. I don't know you know your scary meter.
I love horror.
Oh, yep. You do? So you can watch that any time of the day.
Okay.
I prefer to watch it noon when the sun is the brightest.
Well, you be scared. You get nightmares.
I don't mess with no spirits, none of that spooky shit.
You have nightmares?
No, if I do, I don't remember, which is a good thing. But I don't. If a scary commercial come on, like the Conjuring commercial or something like that, I turn it. I don't want to see that shit. The devil is not welcome here.
The devil is welcome.
So yeah, I watched that Reasonable Doubt season finale. I watched part of it and I was about to fall asleep, so I didn't finish it. But
are they gonna bring it back?
What, Reasonable Doubt?
Yeah.
The way people talk about it, they should. I don't see why I didn't think they were going to bring back the second season because at first, people weren't talking about the first season like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got a second season, so hopefully they're bringing back for a third season.
Okay.
It's a, not a documentary, but it's like a true life thing called The Starting Five. It follows LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Jimmy Butler, Ilgauskas. I forgot his first name. Sabonis that plays for the Kings. Who's the fifth person? It follows five NBA players throughout the season, kind of like a documentary type thing, whatever. That's good.
Okay.
And then I watched this like documentary series called The G Word, and they talk about like the government and like different parts of like, you know, what they do, like the ones that, you know, govern the food.
Conspiracies. Is it conspiracy?
No, it ain't conspiracy. It's like, this produced by Obama.
Okay.
By the Obamas or whatever, but he's in it. But it's this other guy like talking about the government or whatever, like different little sectors. It's like a 4-part series. It's pretty good though. But they kind of shit on some shit Obama did with him in it, which you know what I'm saying, kind of good. But so I watched that. That's on Netflix. It came out a couple years ago, but I heard somebody talking about it, so I listened to it. So that's all I've been watching.
Okay.
Speaking of television, you watch Big Meech? BMF?
Yeah.
You did? How about you? You watch BMF?
No. I told you.
You watch old stuff?
I read.
Did you read about Big Meech? Did you read about BMF?
I read books. I read books.
Like that.
I don't be reading magazines. What's
Google
going
them. Do you know Demetrius Flannery?
He's home. Yeah, but he's coming home.
I say he home. He ain't in jail. Niggas was debating me about him being still institutionalized, whatever. Nigga, he ain't in prison. He in a halfway house.
Yeah, I seen him. I seen a picture with him. He got a cell phone in his hand. I know that wasn't like, I don't think they was supposed to have that.
Nah. Well, you mean like back then?
No, this is a recent picture, the newest picture that came out of him.
What do you mean he wasn't supposed to have what?
A cell phone.
He can have a cell phone at a halfway house.
Please, they have cell phones in prison.
Yeah,
I know they got them, but to have it in the picture that's going to go all over the internet.
They do not care. They have an Instagram, and they post on their Instagrams.
Mm-hmm. It was
I don't know how they hide it, where
they do
hide
have tablets,
it, but
though.
But
I don't think they're social
no,
media.
No, the tablets is not, it's not social media, like, it's not tied to it.
Yeah,
they just get their cell phones and they manage.
Yeah, they had a big bust.
Keep hiding them.
At Lee County a couple years ago, a lot of people got caught with cell phones. But they be posting on social media. Like,
all the time. And like, you know, the jail poses, they be on Instagram.
Some of them,
it's even some women that's in there doing TikToks and makeup
and
tutorials.
All kind of stuff. Yep.
makeup tutorials, like with the charcoal and stuff, how they figure it out.
I like the cookings. You like the cookings, B?
You know, because nigga, you should not be able to make lasagna in a toilet bowl. Like,
nah, they be doing it. They be using the bed as like a Benihana's wok.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like a flat top. They be cooking off of that.
Like, they can't smell.
So
that.
What are they actually cooking on? That's on the bed though.
Nah, yeah. they have the bed. They had the fire underneath the bed.
Oh.
And boom, they got a Benihana's. Wow. Flat top there.
No, they are very creative in prison.
You gotta be. You learn to be creative when you're gonna be somewhere
a long time.
For 15 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, Meech is
yeah, they still do wine in the toilet though.
Sick.
I wonder if they do still.
No, they do.
You know?
I've been watching some that's
oh, see, TikTok.
That's not even TikTok. It's what's some TV shows? It's
60 Days In.
60 Days In, Love After
Lockup.
Lockup, yeah.
I almost got caught up on
that. I'll just run across the episode and I'll just like, oh, let me watch this real quick.
I did watch one season of that, but I forgot who it was, but it's somebody that I know on social media. One of the guys that was on that show hollered at her at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, see if I can interview him or whatever. So she was like, you know, connecting or whatever. So I started watching that show. Cause he was, matter of fact, he was like with some girl, some white girl, and he spent like $30,000 on her, and it was a whole bunch with it. But I started watching that because of him. But I can't really get into
I can't get into
them shows. Then, but every now and then, some of them people go viral. Like it was one big girl that went viral, cause the guy cheated or something, you know. But yeah,
60 Days In is mine.
Is it 60 or 90?
60. Yeah, I like that one. I like that one.
I seen clips of that too, because they be about to fight and the people be getting scared.
Oh yeah, they're good. I've talked to like probably three of the contestants, and they really have
your show.
There. Yeah, they really have them in there too.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Any of them ever got beat up?
I don't know. I know they wouldn't show it, and they definitely would stop that. Yeah. I know. I seen a couple guys get hit in the head, or another guy come and punch him real quick and stuff like that. I've seen that.
Do they ever fight back?
Nope. Not the guy that got punched. Nope.
Mm. I couldn't be in there. I join a gang, and either that or act like I'm a Muslim. One of them.
Man, they had a couple cases where they would
not act like a Muslim.
They would almost have to go in and get the guy.
Like, who really giving up pork forever? Like, I see how y'all look when y'all smell bacon. Oh, bacon.
Lulu, what's up? You want some bacon? No.
Who is Lulu?
I mean, you.
Unbelievable.
Hey, it's a habit.
No, I don't want no bacon.
I have
an allergy to pork, like a real life allergy. I'm allergic to pigs, like the animal itself.
You sure?
I'm positive. I went to the farm when I was a little girl and I pet them. Came out with hives.
Get out of here.
When the last time you tried pork?
And I was probably around 5-6 years old. I've never eaten pork. Never ingested pork ever.
So you don't know for sure?
Yes,
you took
a
blood test?
So what happened
was... I'm highly offended.
I'm about to tell
you
right now.
That you're disparaging pork like
this. I did not disparage. I said I don't eat it. That's all I said.
And I
said
I ain't talk shit about your seafood.
Anyway, you eat seafood.
No, I don't.
I eat
fish. I don't eat shellfish. I don't eat shellfish.
It's still a part of the seafood family. You eat fish, you eat seafood.
It tastes like pork chops the way my uncle cooked.
No, it don't. No, my
shout out
God.
Uncle Willie. Go ahead.
Of course his name is Willie.
Whoa,
you know
whoa.
How to make
Nigel. Calm down, Nigel. Don't come here, Nigel. Don't think you talking about your daddy. Go ahead, anyway.
What was I saying? So.
You're pork.
Yeah, it's a little
you're flawed
kind of boring.
No, it's not. This is
so
highly interesting.
When
to
my
me.
Mother,
a nigga who had,
my mother was giving birth to
pork
me
by the pound
when she was pregnant with me, they gave her this medication called heparin. It's like a blood thinner, I believe. And back in '88, they had it's probably made with some gelatin or some bone marrow of
the pork,
pig. Yeah, and when they gave it to her, she broke out in hives. And then when she birthed me, I was in hives. So they connected that. And then when I was probably around 4 or 5, we went to the farm. You know, that school trip that everybody take. To the farm.
What city you from?
From New York.
Y'all took trips to the farm in New York?
Yeah, we got farms.
You must be from like
upstate. No, I'm from the city. I'm from Brooklyn. Or something? I am from Brooklyn, New York.
Poughkeepsie.
And I grew up in the city.
Okay, Brooklyn.
But upstate New York, they have farms. I mean, we got New Jersey right there too.
Coming from somebody from the South, we ain't took no trip to the farm. Well, really? Hold up. Some people take trips to the cotton field.
Oh, that's even. No,
but we didn't take no trips to the farm.
We didn't take a trip to a cotton field. They gave y'all cotton?
Not y'all.
They said this was the fabric of y'all lives, right?
Come on now. Pick it, little kids.
It's a video of a guy, and he was talking about how they took them to the cotton field. He was like in Alabama or something like that. But it was like low key being racist to the kids.
I'm sure.
And they were like making
that's exactly
pick a little
I
bit
said
of the,
what I said.
Yeah. Not cotton, us, not here.
It's the cotton of our lives, not theirs.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, New York.
It, but whatever.
What part of Brooklyn?
Brownsville.
Home of the Brave. Mm-hmm. How do I know that?
Anytime anybody hear that, oh, let me hold my wallet closer to me.
Shout out to MOP.
Yep.
Fire! I gotta tell people. If people from Brownsville want to take your wallet,
Mike Tyson,
they gonna take your wallet.
Mike Tyson is from there.
You ain't got to worry about it.
Mm. So, can you eat honey buns?
Ooh,
is that
he's testing you. Be careful.
Have you ever had Jello?
No. If I have Jello, it's that it's made with a gelatin substitute.
You know how I learned.
So, like the real Jello with the
J E L L O?
Yeah. The Cosby pudding and stuff? Yeah. Nah.
What about Starburst?
She's broken into three impressions real quickly so far this episode.
I do it. That's something I do.
Just randomly.
I do impressions.
You know the Cosby.
You did the pudding.
Okay. The only reason I know that about Jello and honey buns is from jail niggas. Because jail niggas be knowing because they be the fake Muslims that I alluded to.
Colgate. But you talking about the honey bun with the white icing.
I don't know which one it is.
It's
honey
the
buns
one with
is,
the white icing on it. I read labels. Okay?
Honey buns is all encompassing to me.
Ingredients and all that. But no, I don't eat honey buns.
Sorry to hear that.
I don't.
Yeah,
damn.
I don't really.
So when you get pizza, what kind of pizza you get?
I get New York slice, regular old
cheese pizza. Damn. Yep.
No pepperoni.
You would never know that.
When I used to eat beef, they've had beef pepperoni.
Oh, yeah, they do make it. Yeah. You eat beef bacon and stuff
was
like
good.
That?
No, not turkey bacon. I don't eat beef bacon anymore.
Turkey anymore?
Bacon, yes. I haven't eaten beef since 2011.
You a vegan?
No.
Okay. We learning so much about you. I'm sorry. I just want to.
I'm not saying.
I want to know how I can tailor my jokes.
No shade to vegans. All right. Yeah, I do what I do. But I like chicken.
Okay.
I like chicken too much.
You know why?
Then I like eggs. Like I can't. Vegans don't eat nothing that came from anything with a face.
Yep.
You know? I can't. I'm not ready for that.
Me either.
Everything I eat got a face on it.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry about that one.
How do we start talking about that jail shit? Oh, I said something about anyway. Speaking of
Big
jail,
Meech.
Yeah, he's in the halfway house. Shout out to him. He got out before my cousin, which is crazy. yeah, they gave my cousin life. Yeah, we'll tell that story another day.
Life's not too long though.
It can be.
Nah, it's not. It's not natural life. My brother did 21 years.
No, my cousin's life is life. He's been in jail since 2005.
Did they give him how many life sentences?
Yeah.
He just got life. He trying to appeal, though.
He going to get out.
I hope so. Terry and Meech out.
He going to get out.
But they sold drugs. What did your cousin do?
Sold drugs with Terry and Meech.
Oh, okay.
He going to get out. You know, they got to go down the line right now.
Yeah.
They gotta go down the line.
Speaking of jail, T.I.'s son, the funny looking one.
Yes, the funny one.
Oh my god.
King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was arrested earlier this week. They say he pulled out in front of a police officer that was he was coming out of a gas station and nearly hit the officer's cruiser. So they pulled him over. And they said that he had the smell of marijuana coming from his car, and they had a little bit of weed, and he had a gun.
Was he in ATL?
Probably.
Yes, they done, Woody.
Because, I mean, you know, weed is, you could carry a little bit of weed in the ATL now.
Maybe he was in, maybe not in the counties.
Right.
Outside.
Depends on what county.
Yeah, he was in DeKalb County, so,
Nah, he good for weed in DeKalb County.
For real?
I want to say so.
Maybe.
DeKalb.
Well, it wasn't the weed. His, well, the people, he had some people with him, and they got cited for the marijuana, but they didn't go to jail. But he had a
he had a gun.
Well, he had a gun, but he had an outstanding warrant, like a bench warrant from another county.
Gotcha. So that's why they got him. Yep. Yeah,
probably for a weed ticket.
Them warrants,
something silly.
Them warrants catch up.
Yeah. Y'all mentioned y'all
got
be
a
on,
warrant before.
You did?
Yeah.
Faggot up
had
here.
A warrant. Huh?
What was your? We learned so much about stealing.
I know,
Brownsville.
Like, no.
Stealing. Yep, that fool.
Not stealing.
Kidnapping.
I'm trying to sound like I'm cool, right? I know.
Nah, what was your warrant for?
Warrant was
income tax evasion.
My
You got to be a guru
had
to know
to
where
register.
That come from.
I know. Nah, my dog pooped outside, and the cop gave me a ticket.
That is the most suburban.
Nah, this was in the projects. That's why, NYPD, man, I could talk about them. But we not, that's another
Your dog pooped outside and you didn't clean it up?
No, I cleaned it up, but he was off the leash and they were like, oh, you can't do that. But then you see a whole lot of dumb people walking around with their dogs off leashes and stuff. But you know, when we do it, yeah.
What kind, did you have a pit bull?
No.
What kind of dog did you have?
He was a Labrador Rottweiler, like,
of course it was a mix. A big black.
But he looked like a Labrador. He had a like a Rottweiler look, but his face wasn't as big. He was a Labrador build.
I had a lab. Labs are intimidating dogs. What color was he?
He was black.
Okay. He was black.
So he looked 30 pounds bigger than what he
no,
really
he
was.
No, he was actually a small dog. Not small, but he was slim. He was strong though.
Yeah,
like,
but
he had
black.
Their strength.
He was black, so he looked like a monster.
And they gave me a ticket, and then I didn't take it seriously.
But then I had gotten
a warrant, and so I had to go to court. I didn't get arrested for this warrant, but I found out I had a warrant, so I went to court, and the judge was like, "He gave you a ticket, man," and just threw it out.
Law and order, criminal intent.
I think it's because I was cute. The judge was like, "I don't know what this cop's problem was." I'll help you out.
Hey, B, I'm going to be that guru what? And know that saying.
What?
From Shaft.
Okay, all right. All right.
Peoples, my man.
That, what's his name? Jeffrey Wright?
He plays.
Now, you talking about A-list actors.
He's an actor.
He can play anything. This nigga was Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr.
And a Colombian drug lord.
He's been everything. He's been, you ever watched that show? What's that show? It used to come on HBO. It was about the androids. Westwood?
I passed by it.
That's a good
he
show.
He was on there?
He was on there. That's a good show. Okay. It's confusing until you figure out what's going on, but that was a good show. I think it's called Westwood.
Was
it called Westwood?
Let me see.
Peoples,
yeah.
Why they call you Peoples?
What do you say? Because I think
it take care of my peoples?
Yeah, okay. I thought so.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Let's see what else happened. Y'all say y'all been watching TikTok and stuff like that. Little y'all noticed y'all followed that guy Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, I don't follow him, but I did see videos on it.
So
I
when
said,
that first
was a real life Lieutenant Dan.
When people was first talking about Lieutenant Dan this and that, I was like, "That's why is
everybody
talking
why
about
is
Forrest,
Forrest
Gump?"
Yeah, I went to Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, Lieutenant Dan was a guy that he had a houseboat. Down in Tampa, and he was saying that he wasn't going to leave when Hurricane Milton was coming, which was the world-ending hurricane.
On Forrest Gump.
No, in real life. This is a real guy.
It's a real Lieutenant
and
Dan.
And they called
now.
Him that because in Forrest Gump, you know, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, he refused to get off the boat.
Off the boat, yeah. Oh, so that was this guy. So he went viral. Like some white content creator said they was going to give him a new boat, this, that, and the third. And then his record came out. They found his record. They said they weren't gonna give him the money because of his criminal record or whatever. Well, he was just arrested.
I knew it. He was hiding out. That's why he was on the boat. He wouldn't get off that boat.
He had two outstanding warrants for failure to appear in court, and one misdemeanor charge for trespassing in a city park after warning.
No warrants.
Yeah, he told him he did not have an accessible device to discharge sewage from his unregistered vessel, which was his boat, and that created a public health hazard. They told him to leave the park, but he was still there on Friday morning after numerous warnings. So they arrested him. Yeah, he
dumped it right in the water.
Well, I don't know if he dumped it in the water or he just didn't have the proper stuff, you know, for the boat to dump it wherever it needed to go. But yeah, he got arrested.
I want to know, did he actually go through the hurricane though?
He did. He said he wasn't, but then they finally convinced him to get off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and then the hurricane didn't hit there. Well, what did
they just got rain?
Yeah, they got a lot of rain, but it hit landfall somewhere else. I forgot. Sarasota, maybe? I think it was Sarasota. So it didn't hit Tampa like that, but yeah.
Florida went through it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I saw that. I was like, he's back in the news. Another arresting news. It was a dad. He was arrested after he killed a man he found in a car with his missing teen daughter. A father in Arkansas. He allegedly shot and killed a 67-year-old man who he found in a car with his 14-year-old daughter.
She was missing.
Yeah.
How long was she missing for?
Hey, hit the applause button for that one.
For real.
Hit the applause. He caught that one. He got that one.
They ain't gonna let him out.
Yeah, it said deputies were told that Aaron Spencer had located his daughter in a car with 67-year-old Michael Fosler. The sheriff's office said a confrontation between the men ensued, which ended in Fosler being shot and killed. They say he died on the scene and Spencer was taken into custody. Said the family had a no contact order in place for Fosler, accusing him of stalking and raping their daughter over the summer. He had been arrested in July.
So this was an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
That's good. Got him.
So he got him.
I wonder if it seemed like they had the daughter and this man had contact before. Like, because
something came up. He was either a neighbor or something like that.
So they said he you know, sexually assaulted the girl before. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was just like statutory type thing and not like, you know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. They kind of labeled it due to the age, but the daughter might have already snuck off with him.
Yeah, and now she was found in the car with him again. And
okay.
They had a no contact order.
Did she run away with him?
Well, I mean, whether or not she ran away.
Yeah, she's a child.
She's still a child. But
oh, absolutely. And he got into her head.
Yeah,
clearly.
Yeah, it felt like it was a little more to the story. He still deserved to die.
Yeah.
And I hope he burns in hell.
Oh. wow.
I mean, because I'm sure he'll have a funeral, and at his funeral, the people will be like, "He going to heaven." You know what I'm saying? Everybody go to heaven.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
He's such a good man.
Yep.
Everybody's such a good man.
Everybody. I would love to be a fly on the wall in that funeral. Like, y'all lying.
He might have didn't even have one.
I mean, not yet. This just happened this week. Well, Michael Fosler sounds white, so white people, they don't spare no time in burying their dead.
So are our jokes too early?
No, not for a child rapist.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Let's see what else happened this week before we get out of here.
Yeah.
I want to see how y'all feel about this. So Meta, you know, the company that owns Facebook, Instagram, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They fired about 24 people in the company's Los Angeles office last week for misusing a $25 dinner voucher over an extended period of time. One of the employees made $400,000 a year. So Meta gives their employees a $20 credit for breakfast, $25 for lunch, and $25 for dinner through Grubhub or Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of using the $25 credit to buy dinner and have it delivered to the office, some Meta staff opted to buy items like toothpaste, wine glasses, and things like that with the credit. Or they would get dinner delivered at home or pool their credit money together. The staff who were let go routinely misused their vouchers, while others who misapplied them less frequently were reprimanded but not fired. The Meta employee who made $400,000 wrote on an anonymous messaging platform that being let go over the meal credit was surreal.
But this happens this happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
What? For the people that work out of town, you know, their job will give them $25 for breakfast.
Per diem, if you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll give it to you in a check form. And you know, Tyrone don't get up early in the morning.
You think Tyrone was waking up at
I know Tyrone
Meta. I
know Tyrone was saving that money for the end of the week.
He could be.
Then see, that's Tyrone, but they making $400,000.
Well, I'm one just, person did.
Well, yeah. Even if that person, I'm using that credit. I'm not using my money. You pay for my breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No, what they're saying, they're using it wrong.
No, that's what I'm saying. I would use it at work. I don't.
Like, how hard is that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand why they're so shocked
that
happened.
You got fired for doing what I asked you not to do.
Yeah.
You already make a bunch of money.
And why are you using my little $65?
And unlike Tyrone.
$70 to
these people.
For your house? No.
They work at their home site. Like, it ain't like they leaving there and going to the hotel. Mm-hmm. They actually leaving there and going home, and for the job to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Clearly, like, they work late.
I used to steal breakfast and lunch from one of my jobs.
Man, you telling me I could order my lunch? Like, you're paying for my lunch?
Who eats $20 worth of breakfast?
It's easy.
$20?
That's why they're having that extra credit. And they, hey, man, let me order something at the house tonight.
Yeah, no. That's your fault.
See, if it's in Los Angeles, it's easy to eat $20 worth of breakfast. Yes. I'm from New York, so you gotta know.
You eating an everything bagel?
I don't know about that. Yeah. $20.
What you get for breakfast in New York?
So clearly they spoil their workers.
Yes.
You got to think about that. And you got to think about they might order some real top-notch, top-shelf breakfast.
What's
it's easy to
breakfast?
Spend $20 in New York on breakfast.
Like okay. What?
A steak and eggs. That's the only thing I can
see. A bacon, egg, and cheese bagel?
It depends on... So I can walk in to... I can go to a bagel spot, right?
On 125th and Arch.
Nah. Liberty Bagels, 35th and 8th Avenue.
Okay, I knew it was a number involved.
And it's delicious. They got the best bagels. I'm saying it.
Okay.
Right now.
Put your 10 toes down.
I'm saying it. Standing on it.
It's crispy, but then it's soft.
It's all fresh every single time. They make them fresh all day long. All day.
Liberty Bagel, 38th and
35th and 8th Avenue, and 8th. Y'all. So y'all make sure y'all go check that out.
Yeah. Tell Corey sent
but,
you.
Okay, but like, let me tell Corey? You. So, if you get one of those big bagel sandwiches, it's easy $6-$7.
Okay, $7.
And then you want to grab a coffee, coffee.
Okay,
it's like $2.
It's $9. Okay, we're breaking the bank.
Then you getting your juice.
You got to get, you want two
people
drinks?
Get people, some pop, some people, like in the wintertime, people will grab a coffee, then they'll get an orange juice. You know, vitamin C, you got to keep it. Or they'll get
you're getting a bucket of orange juice?
Yeah, you need a bucket.
Homemade. It's
$7.
Fresh squeezed orange juice.
How much is that, $7?
It can be.
No.
Depending on the size. Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Fresh squeezed fruit juice is kind of
yes.
High.
All right. It can be between $3 to $7. Okay. It's not $150.
So what else you need?
Wish.
A candy fucking bar?
And then some people grab a granola bar. Some people grab a bag of chips.
You're doing too much.
Can't
I'm just saying.
When's the last time you got?
And then some people grab their little yogurt parfaits that they just have sitting there. They have things on the counter.
Plethora.
That's right there. So some people might be, let me grab that. Let me grab that.
Especially
too.
When it ain't your money.
And $20 is gone.
Who does that?
You going grocery shopping.
That's Are y'all kidding?
All right, I'm going to tell you this.
What's the most?
I worked in the city. That's what I'm telling y'all. It's easy to do it.
But I'm saying, who going to eat all? Now you full.
And then you might have.
Well, you got a 10 o'clock snack. That
then
you
got a yeah. Then you got the coworkers that didn't run out, and it's like, I'll grab you a bagel real quick too.
That's where you messed up right there.
No, but see, this guy, this delivered at the job though.
is delivered at the job. And then Grubhub, they charge $4 for taxes, like delivery fees.
But it's a deal. So let me see what it says.
I'm telling y'all, it's a credit.
It's a $20 credit for breakfast through Grubhub or Uber Eats. So
they still got to put due to taxes and the delivery fees, the tip. That's coming all from that credit.
Nah, well, it could.
I'm telling you, it's coming.
So I'm $20.
If I got you giving me $20, the tip and stuff better be included in that $20. I'm telling you, it's probably included.
All right, so they don't have to grab the parfait and all of that.
It's still easy to use. So
they're getting $7. They're getting
I'm telling y'all, it's easy to use $20 for breakfast in New York. In California. And I'm hearing California is getting more expensive than New York. They creeping up real quick. It's pretty much even, or Cali is I'm saying it's easy to use $20.
No, I'm saying
breakfast.
It is when you buying every goddamn thing in the store. But you know,
I am one of those. I'll get a big bottle of water. I don't drink coffee. But I'll get a big bottle of water.
And
get a small tea. I'll have my bagels. I'll get a bag of chips. That's like $15, $16. Yes.
What kind of chips?
Kettle chips. So it's like $3.25 a bag.
What? I'm saying, what flavor kettle chips?
Oh, sea salt. I'm regular. I'm real.
You don't get the jalapeno joints? Okay. Why is it only like?
But I'm saying it's like $3.25 for them bag of chips. So think about it. When you getting a fresh squeezed juice. Let's say it's $3, right?
Yeah.
You get your big bagel sandwich. Let's say that's
$6. Well, the chips is for the snack later.
It's a snack after, yeah. Let's say you get your juice for $3.50. Mm-hmm. You get your bag of chips for $3.25.
Mm-hmm.
That's you already at almost $7. You get your bagel.
What's going on your bagel again? Eggs and cheese?
Yeah, that's probably
that's it. That's no pork on the fork, though.
No. Turkey, bacon, egg, and cheese. It's one word. Okay, so
yep. Like, where you want?
I'm gonna say for the New Yorkers, I'm gonna just say bacon, egg, and cheese. One word.
But what kind of what you want on it?
Huh?
Salt, pepper, ketchup.
Hot sauce.
You can put ketchup on the back.
Some people do that. Yes.
Yeah, that's what they do.
So if I go there and I say I want a
bacon, egg, and cheese, you gotta say fast.
I want a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese
with mayo.
No, salt, pepper, ketchup.
I want salt, pepper, ketchup.
It's all one word when you go in there.
I want bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yo, let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese. It's like, it's one word, like, fuck is you talking about? My brother, Jay Stone, said that joke. He a comedian in New York.
He your brother? Or you call him your brother?
Our parents used to deal with each other. That's my brother.
Tell him how many brothers you have.
So biologically, I have 7 brothers. Biologically. And then I have stepbrothers.
Okay.
Like when my family.
Were they married?
Yeah. No. They dated. They were together for years.
For years.
She had a hand in raising him.
Okay.
It's my brother.
Brother. Okay.
Shout out Jay Stone.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, he's a comedian in New York. And he said that. He said it's one word. Like, fuck is you talking about?
Did that clip go viral?
Did his clip? It's on TikTok. I don't know if it's viral. But he's funny.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
So you don't feel like $20 is enough credit?
No, it is. That's what I'm saying. Like, you might have $2 left over, maybe, but you could get rid of $20.
So that's
in breakfast.
So I mean, they're doing good in lunch.
Because I told
you, if you eat that heavy for breakfast, then you don't need $25.
Because a big bottle of water, and think about it, like they sell Poland Spring, but Poland Spring water is now $2.50. But a lot of New Yorkers and Californians.
Mm-hmm.
Like
California caters.
We drink Fiji water. We drink Essentia. Those things is $4.25.
What they drink in South Carolina?
Off the back.
Turn this around.
Yeah, look.
Crystal Geyser right
there. I turned mine around too.
You know this is the same water.
It's not. Yeah, what you got right there?
Fool Lion.
Nah, it's not the same water.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
What is Crystal Geyser?
Crystal Geyser is like from a spring.
They pump that out on Wednesday. They pump that out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. This right here come out on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Nah, the taste is different, though.
The taste is different.
It's the same thing from a different company.
Yeah.
Yeah. One's filtered, one's hose. It's from the hose.
Yep.
This filtered.
Yep.
Which one is better?
From the hose.
Hose. I grew up off
the
hose.
What do you mean the hose? Water hose?
Water hose.
With fluoride in it?
Man.
Get out of here.
Just like we was a kid, you was come outside on, playing all day.
Yeah. And it's so ain't refreshing. Ain't no
going to the house because your parents always tell you don't be in and out.
Going, don't air condition the whole damn neighborhood. But it's easy. Back to what we were saying, it's easy to use $20.
I'm just going to, I'm gonna say okay.
4, 8, 12, well, 16. Four items is about $16.
Nah, I eat a lot. So
you think you could use $20?
No,
no. Think about when you home.
No, that's what I'm saying. $20 is hard because when I was working in Manhattan and stuff, mm-hmm. I would get a full roast beef sandwich. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ!
A full roast beef sandwich. Mm-hmm. The whole not
how much
not
was
a,
that?
Not a roll, but a hero.
16.
How much was that?
I mean, the most I would spend was $15, and that's with the drink and everything.
That's
and,
a
the, and that little you know cake on the side.
And how long ago was that? That's the part you got to remember. Inflation is real.
The last time I did it was a couple months ago. Last time I was in New York.
Inflation is real.
But $20 is kind of, it's.
You're going to have a couple of dollars left over, but it's possible.
The only and reason I can say is $20 is because it is Grubhub. Because when you go get a meal from
they
got to
tax it up a little
$12,
bit.
$12.
They're going to be like $16.
Once you ring it through, it's $16.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, y'all got fired over $20?
No, that's the thing. They got fired for not spending it at that time. It was
they were spending it at home.
Oh, they were spending it on stuff like toothpaste.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, the grocery shopping. It's like,
I have no sympathy.
I would have been. Yeah, I would have been because if I'm the CEO and I'm giving you like buy breakfast, I'm not paying for your your incidental.
I'm giving like, you $70 a day. That's $350 a week just. For food.
You know how many people saving
and
it?
And I'm already paying
niggas
you.
Niggas don't make that a week.
Yeah, I'm already paying you, like giving you a check to take care of yourself. And you got the audacity to use
the
my petty cash
gall.
On your house. You buying the glasses of wine. That's I find it disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like you're taking advantage of my kindness.
You're doing too much. Yeah.
So I don't feel bad for y'all.
Even though it says Meta.
Give me the job.
Meta made, let me see how much money it say. Did it say 300?
Yeah.
No, they made $39 billion.
That's the extra side money, though. That's they saved that. They didn't. So you know how many people's like, I ain't eating today or bring food from home.
I'm just using it. Just
I wouldn't bring
extra
food.
Check.
You don't, like, to,
not,
you don't have to.
I'm
have,
not risking my job for $75.
You don't have to have food at your house.
Yeah,
but this
especially
is,
if you're single.
This is one of those cases where they didn't tell them they couldn't do this until it was over.
Nah, I don't believe that at all.
It was over.
It's probably in the book. Like, nah, yeah.
Use this. This is.
I doubt
such and such.
They said, "Here, you have this money. Do whatever you want with it." Heck, no. Nah. Buy breakfast, lunch, and dinner here.
Because nobody came out and said they didn't tell us. If that was the case, they would say y'all didn't tell us.
And if they're giving them money for dinner, that it's obvious that they work late, like long days.
Or they just generous.
Or that.
You know what? But these white people, so white people don't have dinner.
And then, but they do. But
they like, have supper.
If they
supper,
what time?
What time is supper? 7?
4 o'clock.
4 p.m.
4 o'clock. You late
after
for 6 supper.
O'clock? If you
kitchen's
come in at
closed.
6, kitchen is closed.
The dishes washed. That
you can have an apple that's on the table.
Yep.
The washcloth is what?
It's on the in the middle.
It's folded.
The kitchen's closed, baby. It's already dry.
What do they do with their leftovers?
Give them to the dog.
There you go. My nigga.
They give them to the dog. I ate leftovers for 2-3 days. Okay.
Yeah, I mean my leftovers.
Yeah, the dog ain't getting this. This that good rice right here. You don't know. My Labrador Rottweiler mix is not getting this.
No, he did though. He got a whole lot of rice and gravy
really?
And chicken.
That's why he looked like a monster.
Chinese food.
Wonderfully. No, we didn't give him junk. Mm-mm.
Chinese food junk?
Yeah, New York Chinese food is not, it's not for a dog. I personally feel my stepfather, he definitely did give our dog anything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And then he would pay for it when he took him for a walk because his
oh, it would be
shit
everywhere.
Was coming out recklessly. Mm. Yes.
Just spraying on the sneeze.
That's why. That's,
yep. And then we told him that's what you get. Stop feeding him.
That's why you
that
got
stuff.
Arrested. The police really recognized the dog, not you. It's like that's
probably.
That shit dog right there.
I didn't get arrested. Just a little ticket.
That's arrest. You know, it's arrest.
Yep.
I ain't giving my real name.
I bet.
Which name? You didn't give us your real name.
I misspelled. Let me say that again. I misspelled my real name.
On purpose?
On purpose.
I got a home. Oh, I can't say that.
Uh-huh. Don't say
he
it.
He listens.
Don't
shout
say
out
it.
To my home man. He'll say it. Fuck it, I'll say
my,
it.
My you, real, my, yeah, my real name is, it's a very simple name.
Okay.
But people spell it wrong all the time.
They
so
spell
when
it wrong
I say
or did your
it,
mother spell
no,
it wrong?
No, they spell it wrong.
Okay.
So when they hear it, they just think of the most basic spelling. So I'm like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's about like how I spell my name.
Especially, I'd be like, oh, I don't got my ID on me. You know, I'm just walking my dog.
Show
be
us
like,
your
well,
papers.
What's your name? It's this. And they write it down. And I'm be like, mm-hmm. Mm. That's how you spell it.
Evading the police.
Let's see what else happened this week. I don't really don't. Y'all care about any more Diddy stories?
Not really.
No.
Not really.
My thing, see, I had not been following that until I heard about the baby oil fiasco on TikTok.
And
I'm just seeing people with videos and they like, oh, I got the baby oil. And I'm like, what's,
oh,
I'm really
like
scrolling. I'm like, what's
baby
the baby
jokes?
Oil? What is with it? And they talking about, what they say, 1,000 bottles?
Yeah, they say he had 1,000 bottles.
I said, there's no way this is true.
But now they're saying the baby oil that they found was laced with drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What?
Uh-huh. Said he's been sued by
Johnson?
No. Six anonymous lawsuits were brought against him by Tony Busby. Now, we talked about Tony Busby the past 2 weeks because he had a big press conference, and then we learned that law. I forgot what it was called.
I couldn't even tell you. But Tony, he going to be famous after this. He's going to be the new Johnny Cochran after this.
Well, no. Don't even disrespect Johnny Cochran like that.
What?
Because Johnny Cochran wasn't a ambulance chasing lawyer. This dude seemed like an ambulance chaser. Johnny Cochran just could rhyme.
Nah, he was big before that because he had the other case before that.
Before Johnny Cochran? Before OJ?
He had the Kardashian's father case.
Well, no, the Kardashian's father case. He worked with them.
Yeah, they was in the same
law firm.
They was lawyers together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how they know each other.
Yeah, but he did have another big case, though. He was like a big-time lawyer, like a real big-time lawyer. But this guy seems like an ambulance chaser type dude. But, yeah, he's been sued by six anonymous people. And all of them claim that they were assaulted by Diddy between 95 and 2021.
A documentary on the downfall of Diddy.
It's a few of them.
Yeah, it is.
It's a few of them. One I saw on Prime, I think.
There's one on Tubi by TMZ,
TMZ did that one.
Yeah. There's one on Netflix that keep popping up.
I think that's the TMZ one.
Oh, that's the TMZ one?
Which so. I think he finished? He's finished? Which I think?
I don't know.
Nah.
It's so much stuff, but then it's a lot of rumored stuff, and then a lot of people just coming out, and I don't know. And then to separate, I think a lot of things what people are doing is anybody that went to the white party, you did nasty stuff when that really wasn't the case.
Right.
Because the white party was just the white party and the freak offs was something different. So I don't know. Even like them saying in the thing that the original thing that he had like a AK-47 or something like that. Mm. But you mentioned that it was like
illegal.
Pieces of a gun.
Yeah, it wasn't even
the whole gun
together.
But when people reported or talk about it, say he had AK-47s and this, that, the third, and you know what I'm saying. So it's a lot of sensationalization going on, and
really AK-47 is a rifle.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're allowed to have a rifle. You go to Walmart and buy a rifle.
Yep.
It's just when you get it over there with them Talibans, that's when it turned into something different. Sorry, I'm offensive. Shout out to them.
Who's them?
The Taliban people.
Oh, man.
Shout out to my brown brethren.
Yes.
I like when they do them dance.
Which
them
one
dances, you know, when they be like hook-ons.
Yeah.
They be doing all that, and they dipping and all of that. I like them dance. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to them. They cool with me. Matter of fact, it's another show I started watching with it. So those people, like Pakistani and all of that, are different from the
Pakistani.
Indians. Yeah, but it's a show about an Indian family that moved to America. Damn, what's the name of that show? It's on Prime. But they like moved to America. They like moved to Pittsburgh or whatever. And it's like their experience. So
they got money?
No, they just regular. Like, oh, I think okay. The wife is about to work at like a hospital. And
oh, okay.
I was just on the first episode, but it seemed like a pleasant type show. Whatever, because I watch shows with like cussing and stuff, but sometimes you just don't want to see all that cussing. Kind of like Abbott Elementary, you want just a nice, wholesome show. So,
you're such a nice guy.
Yeah, I try to be. I mean, you can't kill and shoot all the time.
Well, I like baddies.
Let's get him out of here right now.
Yeah, shout out to my Indians and why you say it? Pakistani. There you go.
Yeah, say it right.
Yeah, you do. That's all I got for most of the news. I did have a scam. What was that scam I had?
Let me see.
Yeah, I do a segment I like to call Scam of the Week. Let me see if I can find it. There we go. All right.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Okay.
Yeah, and that song means it's time for our Scammer of the Week. And this week we go to Concord, New Hampshire. It's a man who worked for United Way in Massachusetts. He was convicted in federal court of taking $6.7 million from the nonprofit through an information technology company that he secretly owned. I don't know what country he's from, but his name is Imran Al-Rai. He's 59. He was convicted Wednesday in Concord, New Hampshire, of 12 counts of wire fraud and 6 counts of money laundering. He's scheduled to be sentenced January 17, 2025. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Prosecutors said that between 2012 and 2018, he's an IT professional at United Way. He obtained the payments for IT services provided by an independent outside contractor. They said that he misrepresented facts about the contract and concealed that he owned and controlled the business. For the next 5 years while serving as United Way's vice president for IT services, he steered additional IT work to his company. They said that he routinely sent emails with attached invoices from a fictitious person to himself at United Way. Says they lost millions to the defendant.
It can only be two races.
What?
African or his name, Pakistani?
Gotta be Imran. Let me see if I can find what he looked like.
And how much he took?
$6.7 million.
And he stayed? I'm out. See?
No, they probably added it up.
So yeah.
You know what?
Let me see if I can find Imran.
I guarantee he's Paki.
Paki. Nah, I don't think that. What's his name?
Imran. Now you say it like that, then you know.
N-I-T.
Okay, an Imran name origin is
Al-Rai. Al-Rai. A-L-R-A-I.
A-L-R-A-I.
God, I go to Facebook.
I wish I could.
You used to work in IT?
Yeah, but I had no chance to get nothing extra.
Man, popping like that.
Yeah, man. Them boys be ahead of their times.
It's a federal case, too.
That's probably because the amount. Is it for the amount?
It don't say. I don't see a picture of him.
Yeah, they don't have no picture.
Yeah.
They not putting up no picture of him.
That's cool. We know what he is. He rich. He was rich at one time.
$6.7 million.
That's extra. That's on top of his check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he was working for them too. Yeah. How you steal from a non-profit?
Ooh,
yeah, that make a profit. Wicked.
Yeah. Rich. Rich man.
Shout out to him. So that's our scam of the week this week. L, you got anything else before we get out of here?
Nah, just catch me on. See, today I'm going to tell you something different. Catch me on Digital Studios Podcast.
Okay.
At the end of studio is a Z.
Mm-hmm.
Catch me on there. That's it.
You releasing some more shows?
Yeah. Well, Facebook, today you can catch the Simp Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Corey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Can they find you on social media?
Yeah, I am on Instagram, Corey Sin.
Corey Sin?
Corey Sin, S-Y-N.
Okay, how you spell Corey?
K-H-O-R-I.
Come niggas on now. Gonna spell, go in there spelling it C-O-R-E-Y.
See, nope, I want everybody to use their brains.
Shout out to you. So the way you spell Corey, is that the way you spell that other name? Is it like a different way of spelling?
Coros?
No, the other name, the name that you gave the police.
Oh, no, it's nowhere near.
Okay.
Nowhere near.
Well, thank you for joining us. Hope you enjoy yourself. Don't tell me now. Tell me later. You can find the show on Instagram, DJ Blaze Show. You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. Thank both of y'all for being here. At any rate, we'll see y'all Wednesday. What are we talking about Wednesday?
Rumors that you would put out about yourself.
Oh, no, that's not what you said. Rumors that you wouldn't mind being out by yourself.
Okay, yeah, same thing.
No, it's not. We'll get into that.
I want to be here for that.
Maybe you will be.
I might.
Thank y'all for listening. It's your boy, Be Easy, and we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.